in recent years, China has lobbied hard for the Games, but has faced international criticism for its human rights record. The U.S. remained officially neutral in the deliberations. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Muskegon, Michigan. Lucky you. How are you, Ron?
I'm good, Susan.
Good. Muskegon's not Paris, but the Olympics could have been there. Also, Istanbul, both in the running. This decision, it doesn't seem like much of a surprise, though, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I think that after Beijing lost its bid by a very few votes to Sydney for the last games, that it was pretty clear that it was going to win this one. But, it's the real question that you really have to ask here is not whether or not holding the Olympics in Beijing is a good thing. It's who sent them there. You know, the International Olympic Committee has gotten quite a bit more open in its membership the last few years. It's taken in more members from developing nations and even some athletes, if you can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still this unelected, unaccountable, self-perpetuating body with tremendous power that it guides very jealously. And every 4 years it holds this huge party that has tremendous political ramifications and with no regard to or any outside counsel from anybody else. It's their party and we can come if we want to and the rest of the world can just kind of sit around and worry about it.
Wow. But what is known about how those deliberations went? Because there were foreign policy experts in this country who really seemed to have great conflicts about whether it ought to be China or not.
Well, you have to understand that that's not the International Olympic Committee's concern. They don't really care about the politics. They're going to a new exotic locale. Their idea is to spread their message for whatever it has to do. You know, not making any real comparisons here necessarily, but until his dying day, Avery Brundage, you know, the longtime head of the IOC, said that the best games he was ever involved with were the ones in Berlin. They ran terrifically well, you know, everybody had a good time and so on. And never mind that they gave Hitler political cover and, you know, made him kind of a coming out party in 1936 and so on. Even in the 70s, many years later, long afterwards, Brundage said that the Berlin Games were the best. And what this means is that they don't really care about the politics. They only care about, you know, for their own private purposes.
Yeah, looking at the pure sports of it,
bingo.
I guess. Yeah, or so they say. But have we ever seen an Olympiad anywhere with precedent like this in which you hope that the host country would make real political changes before the games took place?
You know, that's such an interesting question. And I suppose if you had to pick one, it would be Korea. Just because those games happened at a time when South Korea was opening up a little bit to the outside world, and they really wanted to use it as a coming-out party, as a showing that things were getting better in their country. And I covered those games, and they were very exciting. And I think the positive influence there still pertains, but I'm not sure I could name any other.
Now, on Monday, there's another vote scheduled. This one's going to elect a new head of the International Olympics Committee. What can you tell us about that?
Well, in many ways, Susan, this could be as interesting and maybe even more important for the long run than the vote that was taken Friday. One of the candidates to succeed Juan Antonio Samaranch as the president of the IOC, and he's given a serious chance to win, is Eun Young Kim of Korea. And he received a warning from the IOC when he was implicated in the Salt Lake City bid scandal, which is in court right now in Salt Lake City, and is embarrassing the IOC to tears. Now, Kim has already said that he wants to overturn some of the reforms that those scandals forced the IOC to institute. So if he's elected, that would be one more indication of the IOC sort of thumbing the nose at the world and saying, as we've been saying all along, we're going to do things our own way.
Wow. Well, it's something to watch for. Thanks very much. Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. He is a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.